So we have to think of longevity by this productive way, let's put it like this. And the point for me that I work a lot with animal welfare is that it is only possible if this cow has good health, very nice comfort, good nutrition, blah, 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 everything else. So the point for me is productive longevity. That makes sense.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
DietForge.ai, AI-powered feed formulation with non-linear ingredient modeling and real-time collaboration. Finally, modern software for modern nutritionists. Adasail, provider of SmartAmine M, the best-in-class rumen-protected methionine product for dairy producers who want to optimize milk production. Kemin invites you to optimize your herd's performance. Dive in at kemin.com/dairy. Virdus Nutrition, the fatty acid people. Fortiva, creating ingredients for impact to support animal resilience and health. Learn more at fortivaimpact.com. Barnes is your trusted partner for Colon Plus FC, enzymes, yeast products, and macro minerals. To learn more, visit barnes-na.com/animal nutrition. Vitagro, the gut health experts, rumen protected, right where it matters. Sponsored by S. Milko Inc., specialists in calf and baby farm animal nutrition, delivering precision formulated milk replacers.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Dairy Nutrition Black Belt Podcast, brought to you by Wisenetics. I'm Todd Calloway, and we're dedicated to bringing you the latest insights and discussions in dairy nutrition. So get ready to expand your knowledge and stay ahead of the curve with today's episode. So today we've got a guest who's Alexander Pedroso, who is a dairy specialist and is what's called a cow signals expert with Plenteous Consulting. So welcome, Dr. Pedroso. And you've done some really cool work when we were looking into this. And, you know, the first question that I get out of a lot of people whenever we talk about, you know, about keeping cows in a herd is, does that longevity of cattle pay for a producer?
All right. Hi, everyone. Hi, Todd. Thanks for the kind invitation for me to be here. It's a pleasure. And always a pleasure talking about cows and welfare and all this stuff, nutrition and so on. Longevity has been a very interesting topic to discuss because there are different ways we have to look at it. Here in Brazil, for example, where I live and where I do most of my practice as a consultant, we have many, many farms that if you look only at longevity, they have interesting numbers, cows remaining in the herds for 5 or 6 lactations, even more, but producing, having bad repro indicators and producing very low amounts of milk. So longevity itself is not a good indicator of welfare or, of course, efficiency. What I think it's interesting and what I try to talk about is productive longevity. I am, as you mentioned in the kind introduction, I'm a cow signals expert. And within, let's say, the cow signals community, we always look at very interesting data that they do in the Netherlands. They have a ranking of the most profitable dairy farms in the country. And they have a KPI. It's how many euros each cow lives in the farm per year. I don't know how they do this math, but it's an indicator. And the most profitable farms, on average, have or show their cows, they remain in the herds for 4 or 5 lactations on average on these herds. But these same cows, they produce on average 14 to 15 kilos of milk every year. So if you have a cow that gives you 15 kilos of milk per year for 5-6 years, I think it's a very, very nice thing. So we have to think of longevity by this productive way, let's put it like this. And the point for me that I work a lot with animal welfare is that it is only possible if this cow has good health, very nice comfort, good nutrition, blah, 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 everything else. So the point for me is productive longevity. That makes sense.
Today's episode is sponsored by S. Milko Inc., baby animal nutrition specialist focused on high-quality milk replacers. S. Milko works closely with producers, nutritionists, and veterinarians to support healthy starts, strong performance, and consistent results in calves. With carefully formulated products and a commitment to quality, S. Milko helps set the foundation for lifelong animal success. S. Milko Inc., setting the nutritional foundation for strong, healthy animals from day one. Learn more at esmilco.com.
Well, we've talked about cow signals a couple of times now, and I come from the background of my grandfather was a dairyman, so I know the old-fashioned way of doing things. But what is this cow signal stuff? And explain it to me like I'm the idiot that I am a lot of the time.
Actually, Todd, it's a very simple thing. I call it when I do trainings and speak at conferences, I call it a methodology. Actually, it's a way of thinking, a different mindset for you to interpret the signals that you see in the cows, in the barns, in the environment where they are, that show you or they alert you that these cows, this herd, may not be in the best shape or in the best condition. And there they, let's say, lead you to realize where are the opportunities to improve animal welfare conditions on these farms in order to help those farms be more efficient. So cow signals is a way to train yourself to, when you get into a farm, this is one thing that I do every time. Whenever I walk into a farm, get into a barn or wherever the animals are, I try to think myself or put myself on a cow's shoes. Look at the farm by the perspective of a cow and ask myself, if I was a cow, this farm would be a nice place for me to live. If I was a cow, I would be healthy here. And this may sound a little silly sometimes, but I can assure you by my over a decade of experience with this cow signal stuff, that it really changes your perspective of what's happening in the farm, what's happening in the farm.
Well, that makes a lot of sense because, Temple Grandin for years has carried that idea forward of viewing the world from the animal. So that makes a lot of sense.
And I think that we have, today we have tons of research, good research, showing the enormous benefits of improving the different aspects of animal welfare. Heat stress abatement, lying time, just to mention these two examples. How this impacts animal health and, of course, as a consequence, the herd's efficiency and productivity and so on. So I agree, totally agree. That makes total sense to me.
At Barnes, we're more than just another feed additive company. We are driven by science, innovation, and an understanding of the challenges you face in the ever-changing world of animal agriculture. We are your trusted partner for new-to-market natural alternative to choline chloride, Choline Plus FC, as well as enzymes, prebiotics, probiotics, macro minerals. To learn more about our product offering, visit barnes-ne.com/animal nutrition. Together, there's always a better solution.
Well, going back to the question on longevity of cattle, so what are the most important things a producer needs to keep in mind in order to extend their cow out to survive to that fourth and fifth lactation?
Well, the let's say the key point is health. The animal must be healthy. I don't forget, I don't know when was it, I think 2018, when that cow, I forgot her name. She let's say she beat the world record. It was a Wisconsin cow. I think it was Dairy Herd Management magazine. They went to interview the owner, the farmer. I remember that the person who went to the farm to interview this guy, he told him, well, I'm looking around and that cow, the one that broke the record, she looks like exactly the same all the others. What makes her so special that she got this huge, it was about 37 kilos or 37,000 kilos or something. And his answer was, that's a good question. I think that the only thing that she really is different is that she never got sick. She never got sick. And the record was broken on her fifth lactation, I think. Or she is lying, ruminating, or she's at the bunk eating, or of course she's at the parlor being milked. I don't remember, I only remember one time where she got a light mastitis, but I don't remember doing any treatment on that cow. Okay, so to me that's the point. And of course, health is not one single thing, but then we must think, okay, what is needed for a cow to keep her health and don't get sick, and then that's. Okay, of course, where it starts. But the key point, the focus must be in keeping your cows healthy.
Well, thank you. It's been great talking to you today.
My pleasure.
So until next time, this is Todd Calloway from the Dairy Nutrition Black Belt Podcast signing off.